Biology. Here's a picture of how our carbonic anhydrase works. The process then of transporting carbon dioxide back to the lungs after respiration's done its thing. Some of it then is being carried by hemoglobin. Some of it will be transported dissolved as bicarbonate. Now, carbon dioxide goes into water to form carbonic acid via an equilibrium process. That's normal. But that equilibrium process takes some time. Instead, biology hasn't got the time, so it wants to speed it up. So what it does instead is it uses a catalyst that goes in, and you can see here, that catalyst is a zinc 2+ center, which is bound to amino acids. So this is a part of amino acid here, here, and here. Now the remaining coordination site here is the one that binds to carbon dioxide. Now, this has to be a very good catalyst because it's very hard to get things to bind to carbon dioxide. It's such a stable molecule. But it quite successfully binds to it and then catalytically speeds up this process of transforming aqueous CO2 into bicarbonate. And once it's in this form, then it's able to be pumped back to the lungs where it's lost much more readily. So in terms of the balance then, 70% of the carbon dioxide then is going through this pathway, whereas 20% is being transported back via hemoglobin.